Een hele mooie avond Nederland. Ik heet u weer een warm welkom bij een nieuwe uitzending van Ride on Jazz. Live vanuit Studio 4 Omroep Salto presenteer ik u iedere dinsdagavond van 8 tot 9 het beste van jazz, funk en fusion op de radio. Vanavond staat de uitzending in het teken van spoken word jazz. Een muziekgenre die tijdens de Harlem Renaissance in de jaren 30 is ontstaan. Spoken word is van oorsprong een orale traditie, maar in de jaren 30 werd deze kunstvorm geïntegreerd in de jazz. Ik zal zeggen, ontspan, geniet en laat u vooral meevoeren door deze bijzondere muziekstijl.
The trick, the truth, the grief-stricken promise. The intention of conversations lost. A hunger for morning, breaking its light through open doors. This is the map, old paths to new dangers, a place for passion reserved, for brief touches, for remembering love diminished, for freedom. Something man never understands, completely comprehends. Disavow the mission of freedom. Hang weights upon it. Follow the line of breaking clouds. This room. Therefore, just on the edge of evening, emerging from the place we began. Cross over a tide of failing. Slip down the earth's broadside. Saddened hemispheres, no regrets, no sky obstructed, life all fitly adjusted.
Jazzpianist en spoken word artiest Gerald Clayton met het nummer Lifeform, afkomstig van het gelijknamige album uit 2013. Clayton is voor verschillende Grammys genomineerd vanwege zijn unieke stijl van spoken word jazz. We gaan luisteren naar een andere legendarische poëet en jazzmuzikant, Marquise Hill, met het nummer Fly Little Bird Fly.
Supposed to fly when you're afraid of heights. You've seen so many before you fall from grace. You can't go too high or they'll put you in your place. Interstellar, you can't control outer space, but you can obtain an inner peace. How you gonna fly when your wings behind your back and your shoulders cracked? Poor little bird, should've never been raised, poor little bird. But that freedom set you free, little bird. Catch your second wind and cut the wind, little bird. Snakes can't teach eagles nothing about flying. Runways go one way, up. So I guess the real question is, how can you not fly when that's what you made for? Them shoulder blades made of marmalade, spread them and sprinkle that sugar on us. A little fairy dust, black girl magic, passion in your propellers descended a sharecropper. So I transformed into a crop duster, and I've been keeping these grounds fertile for years. I peer over peers because I'm a pilot sans fears. Stand clear. How can I not fly when the sky's mine for the taking? The ground is overpopulated. You a sonic boom. Next time they ask why you fly, tell them because you need that much room.
drowsy syncopated tune, rocking back and forth to a mellow croon. I heard a Negro play. Down on Lenox Avenue the other night, by the pale, dull pallor of an old gaslight, he did a lazy sway. He did a lazy sway. To tune, oh, those weary blues, with his ebony hands on each ivory key, he made that poor piano moan with melody. Rickety stool, he played that sag raggy tune like a musical fool. Sweet blues coming from a black man's soul. Melancholy tone, I heard that Negro sing, that old piano moan. Ain't got nobody in all this world, ain't got nobody but myself. Foot on the floor. He played a few chords, then he sang some more. I got the weary blues, and I can't be satisfied. Got the weary blues, and can't be satisfied. Ain't happy no more, and I wish I'd die. And far into the night, he crooned that tune. The stars went out and so did the moon. The singer stopped playing and went to bed, while the weary blues echoed through his head. He slept like a rock, well, that man's dead. Yeah, man.
Multi-instrumentalist en spoken word artiest Eric Mingus met het nummer Weary Blues. Te horen op het veelgeprezen album Dreamkeeper uit 2017. Geïnspireerd door de avant-garde jazz uit de jaren 30. We gaan luisteren naar een van de belangrijkste artiesten uit de beatnik generation. Jack Gruffo met het nummer Poetry for the Beat Generation.
The goofy, foolish human parade, passing on Sunday art streets of Greenwich Village. Pitiful drawings of images on an iron fence ranged there by self-believing artists with no hair and black berets, showing green seas eating at rock and Pleiades of time, pestiferating at moon squid, salt flat, tip fly toe, tat sand traps, with cigar-smoking interests puffing at the stroll. I mean sincerely, naive sailors buying prints. Women with red banjos on their handbags. And arts handicrafty, slow shuffling artists of Washington Square, passing in what they think is a happy June afternoon. Good God, the sorrow. They don't even listen to me when I try to tell them they will die. They say, of course I know I'll die. Why should you mention it now? Why should I worry about it? It'll happen. It'll happen now. I want a good time. Excuse me. It's a beautiful, happy June afternoon. I want to walk in. Why are you so tragic and gloomy? And on the corner at the pony stables on 6th Avenue and 4th sits Bodhisattva meditating in hobo rags, praying at Joe Gould's chair for the emancipation of the shufflers passing by. Immovable in meditation, he offers his hand and feet to the passers-by, and nobody believes that there's nothing to believe in. Listen to me. There is no sidewalk art show. No strollers are there. No poem here. No June afternoon of O, but only imagelessness, unrepresented on the iron fence of bald artists with black berets passing by. One moment less than this is future nothingness already. The chessmen are silent, assembling ready for funny war. Voices of Washington Square blues rise to my Bodhisattva poem window. I will describe them. Itki salusu fruptrut, etc. No need. No words to describe the sound of ignorance. This is the sound of ignorance. They are strolling to their death, watching the pictures of hell, eating ice cream of ignorance on wood sticks that were once sincere in trees. But I can't write poetry, just prose. I mean, this is prose, not poetry. But I want to be sincere.
There are a lot of comments about who's blacker than you are and who's blacker than she is and blacker than thou. In other words, that's the sort of trend. And in looking on various street corners in Harlem, I'm sure you've seen it yourself, standing on a soapbox on the corner is an alleged brother dressed in blue and black dashikis, or green, red, and black dashikis, and spouting the news that the revolution is coming and you better get ready. It's sort of like the end of the world is coming. I saw a recent commercial that said, unfortunately, the world is just going to drag on and on. And we have a poem that we've written particularly for the brothers on the street corners, and it's called Just That Brother. We deal in too many externals, brother. Always afros, handshakes, and dashikis. Never can a man build a working structure for black capitalism. Always does the man read Mao or Fanon. I think I know you would-be black revolutionaries too well. Standing on a box on the corner, talking about blowing the white boy away. That's not where it's at yet, brother. Calling this man an Uncle Tom and telling this woman to get an afro. But you won't speak to her if she looks like hell, now will you, brother? Some of us been checking your act out kinda close. And by now it's looking kinda shaky. The way you've been rushing people with your super black bag. Jumping down on some black men with both feet because they're after their BA. But you're never around when your BA is in danger. I mean your black ass. I think it was a little too easy for you to forget that you were a Negro before Malcolm. You drove your white girl through the village every Friday night while the grassroots stared in envy and drank wine. Do you remember? You need to get your memory banks organized, brother. Show that man you call an Uncle Tom just where he's wrong. Show that woman that you're a sincere black man. All we need to do is see you shut up and be black. Help that woman, help that man. That's what brothers are for, brother.
Mensenrechtenactivist en poëet Jill Scott Heron met het nummer Brother. Te horen op het album Small Talk at 125th at Lennox. Het debuutalbum uit 1970 van deze iconische artiest. Die een grote invloed heeft gehad op de hedendaagse jazz en hip-hop. We gaan nu luisteren naar Aja Monet met het nummer Unheard.
Hurt was here before we were. Someone you love will eventually disappoint you, maybe even break your heart or hurt your feelings. This will happen. Accept it. Sometimes repeatedly, oftentimes repeatedly, we will be hurt. It will feel lonesome and sickening. And you will wonder what has gone mad in the world. You will question everything, beginning with yourself. You may even wish you owned a rifle, a knife, a proper fist, the perfect word to scar an inside. But you will cry. Someone will hurt you. Today, tomorrow, the next day, 3 years from now, and you will love them one day. You will love them for it. There's this thing, this twisted appreciation for suffering. You can only know love through the lens of neglect, joy through the lens of pain, and it's fascinating, actually, how we wound with our wounds and call it humanity. The first time you hurt someone you love, you will question the last time you tended an open wound. You will vow to never do it again. You may even pray to some God, some Diemaya, some universe, anyone listening for forgiveness. Or the greatest death, you will not care at all. Be prepared. Be prepared for a hurting is coming. And it will come, and it will take you suddenly. And maybe you will be dancing, or laughing, or remembering. Maybe you won't even notice it at all. And you will hurt yourself. You will hurt yourself with all this hurt thought. And you will love hurting. And you will love. No one really wants to hurt, you will say. No one really wants to hurt. And it will turn from blame to revelation. I don't really want to hurt. And you will love. Did you know that? Did you know you will love? Never mind the who. Never mind the when. It's of no importance. You
await Sister Sun's arrival. Child stars, you'll listen to my tale triste. As it was told to me by my sister afar. Earth her name, and this is her story. Sister Moon, hear me now, I fear my end too soon, my wounds are deep, gaping, unhealing, can't believe, refuse to believe my children have no feelings for me, see them sealing a fate of early death and destruction, watch my foolish daughters and sons, as they kill me, slowly kill me, quicker kill me. They've loved me as would an unfaithful lover, part-time and half-assed, now unmasked their deceit. No more sweet, sneaky thrill-seekings tomorrow brings. Nevers and nothings, ended days for my world and its unchanging ways. Now, apocalyptic truths of revelations hasten our omega, my children's and mine. Each time, my breath, skin, and tears are polluted and poisoned by their careless games and toys, and this is only the beginning of my children's sinning. My power is fading. You served fatherhood, mother earth's now a plaything. For the ungrateful child, so cold, 10 billion fold my tears. I long for the once adoring embrace of my children, their prayers, their care, and tenderness has now turned loveless. The embrace, now an anaconda's grip, unmerciful and swift, swift with the killing. Killing is a sport, fun with fire. Wondrous rainforests reflect the neglect they had for their main source. They slaughter their sibling blossoms and beasts like the first murderer Cain. Their pure sister oceans will never be the same due to daily spoil and brother skies choke from oil, refinery, factory smoke. The mother earth family dying, no use crying now. My power is fading. You suck by the herd, mother earth now a plaything for the ungrateful child so cold. 10 billion fold my tears. But I'll continue to spin until my curious homo sapien offspring pay the price for their sins. Against my tainted tears, my breathless breath, and once fertile skins. My sorrows are many and murderous. They kill, I kill 1 million plus. I never wanted to hurt my children, but our creator makes me take revenge. It's the circle of life, or at least it was. No, it's too late for repentance. Accept your death sentence. I've given you all I can. Such beauty in life, you'll never have again. Now it's the end. Now it's the end. Now it's the end. Now it's the end.
hoorde net een samenwerking tussen de Britse drum en bassgroep 4Hero en de spoken word artiest Ursula Rocker met het nummer Loveless. Te horen op het album Two Pages uit 1998. Een krachtig nummer en tevens een aanklacht tegen het uitbuiten van onze aarde. We gaan nu luisteren naar een samenwerking tussen de hiphopband The Roots en spoken word artiest Amiri Baraka met het nummer Something in the Way of Things.
Something you know but can't stand, can't know, get along with. Like Dad, riding on top of the car, peering through the windshield for his cue. Something entirely fictitious and true that creeps across your path, hallowing your evil ways. Like they were yourself, passing yourself, not smiling. You saw me talking to is your boss. I tried to put a spell on him, but his spirit is illiterate. I know things you know and nothing you don't know. Except I saw something in the way of things, something grinning at me, and I wanted to know, was it funny? Was it so funny? It followed me down the street, greeting everybody like the good humor man, and they got the taste of good humor with no ice cream. It was like that. Me talking across people, into the houses, and not seeing the beings crowding around me with ice picks. You could see them. But they looked like important Negroes on the way to your funeral. They looked like important jigaboos on the way to your auction. They let them chant the numbers and use an ivory coin and a count of teeth. Remember Step and Fetch It? Remember Step and Fetch It, how we laughed? Knowing it was Sunday school images giving flesh and jiggling with the ice pick high over his head. Made you laugh anyway. I can see something in the way of ourselves. I can see something in the way of ourselves. That's why I say the things I do. You know it, but it's something else to you. Like that job. This morning, when you got there, it was quiet. And the machines were yearning soft behind you, yearning for that nigga to come and give up his life. Standing there being dissed and broke and troubled. My mistake is I kept saying, that was proof God didn't exist. And you told me, nah, it was proof that the devil knew. But still, it's like I see something, I hear things. I saw words in the white boy's lying rag. Said you was gonna die poor and frustrated. Said them dreams walk with you across town. You was gonna die from overwork. That the garbage on the street is telling you you ain't shit. You almost believe it. Broken, mistaken all the time. You know some of the words, but they ain't the right ones. Your cable back on, but ain't nothing you can see. But I see something in the way of things. Something make us stumble. Something get us drunk from noise and addicted to sadness. I see something and feel something stalking us like an ugly thing floating at our back, calling us names. You see it and hear it too. But you say it got a right to exist just like you. And if God made it, but then we got to argue. And the light gonna come down around us, even though we remember where the bank is. Remember the Negro squinting at us through the cage. You see what I see too. Smile that ain't a smile, but teeth flying against our necks. You see something too. We can't call his name. Ain't it too bad, y'all said? Ain't it too bad, such a nice boy. Always kind to his mother. Always say good morning to everybody on his way to work. But that last time, before he got locked up and hurt, real bad. I seen him walking toward his house and he wasn't smiling. He didn't even say hello. But I knew he'd seen something. Something in the way of things, and it worked on him like it doing well, and he kept marching faster and faster away from us. I never even muttered a word. The next day, he's gone. You wanna know what? You wanna know what I'm talking about, saying I seen something in the way of things. And how the boy's face looked that day, just before they took him away. The image in that face, and remember now, remember all them other faces. In all the many places you've seen him, or the sister with his child, wandering up the street. Remember what you've seen in your own mirror, and didn't for a second recognize the face, your own face, straining to get out from behind the glass. Open your mouth like he was gonna say something. Close your eyes and remember what you saw and what it made you feel like. Now, don't you see something else? Something cold and ugly. Not invisible, but blended with the shadow crisscrossing the old man squatting by the drugstore at the corner with his head resting uneasily on his folded arms. And the boy that smiled and the girl he went with. And in my eyes, too, a waving craziness splitting them into the jet stream of a blackbird, his ass on fire. Or the solemn knotness of where we go to know we're gonna be happy. I seen something. I seen something. And you seen it too. You seen it too. You just can't call us name, 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 name.
Down there around City Hall. bright and early one morning, just a running. And there was this one guy that looked just like Lester Young. Then his image kept changing. Then he started looking like Billy Eckstein. Then back to Lester, then Billy, then Lester, then Billy. And I ran up to him and I said, "Say, man, who's got the key?" He looked at me and says, "The key? What key?" He said, "Gus got the key." I said, Gus who?" He said, "Don't you know? Gus Johnson got the key." And that's when I did my research. Searched around the jazz scene, did the history of the music, inside out, outside in. Talked to one old timer way back when, who said, "Yeah, don't you know Gus Johnson was a drummer back out of Kansas City?"
Whatever Happened to Gus, van de Amerikaanse jazz fusion band Medexi en Martin Wood. Whatever Happened to Gus is te horen op het album Combuxation uit 1998, uitgebracht door Blue Note Records. We gaan luisteren naar een artiest die eerder voorbij is gekomen tijdens deze uitzending, Marquise Hill, met het nummer The Way We Pay.
Different life, same chicken, different spice. Listen to all that flavor, savor every note. It tastes like hope and smell like Blue Note. All this lemon pepper mixed with this trouble. The way we play signifying from which we came. Black always in season, sprinkled with all this seasoning. It's healing in these hands. For every Sandy Hook, there's five Sandra Blands. The way we play sounds like we threw away the plans. This the church kitchen with one ceiling fan. The way we play, the archetypal ancestor to his successors, contemporaries, imitators, all of the above. The way we play. Thank you.
The Way We Play van de spoken word artiest en trompetist Marquise Hill. We gaan weer luisteren naar het laatste nummer van deze avond. Ik wil jullie erg bedanken voor het afstemmen op Ride on Jazz. Iedere dinsdagavond het beste van jazz, funk en fusion van 8 tot 9 hier bij Omroep Salto. Ik wens je een hele mooie voortzetting van deze avond en graag tot volgende week.
1, testen, 2, testen, 1, testen.
Looking ahead, visionary-wise, it kind of messes up the theme of things the way folks think a musician should be.
You know, a lot of musicians have come out of your group. A lot of young musicians, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that recording? Mm-hmm. As a musician and as a poet, both, how do you look at the creation of poetry and music? Similarities and differences?
Well, there really isn't any difference, just a different degree of things. The same thing.
So one is using a different medium.
Yes. Because poetry is rhythmic, even if it's written in a prose form. It's got something else in there that ordinary prose doesn't have, else you wouldn't call it poetry. And what it's got in there is that rhythm, subtle otherwise.
What do you think are some of the chief causes of forces at work trying to keep your music suppressed?
Well, the setup of the planet, one thing. Somebody set something up a long time ago that's working really to hold everybody back, not only me. But what I'm dealing with is actually change things around the other way where it'd be beneficial to everybody instead of so destructive to everybody. Because it all ends up that way. It sets up for destruction. Soon or late, eventually everybody gets destroyed. So the whole goal of humanity is to be destroyed.
Why would you say that?
That's where they end up, in the cemetery.
And I was noticing some of the equations that you talk about, equating the life forces with also the death forces, like a wish. But in man, there's a death wish. Why is this true?
Well, it's just like the election day came, and that's what he chose. Man always got a choice. So they chose that. It wasn't that they were told what would really happen. Well, they just had a chance, like anything else, like a presidential election. They put two men up there, and you have to choose one of them. So election day came for man, and he chose what he got. He chose his leader, his symbol of a leader, an image of a leader. Buffy. When you deal with power forces, you can't really choose a leader. You have to choose images and symbols. So it's too vast.
Mm-hmm. Is that the reason why you are in the sign of the Sun Ra?
Well, everybody have to be what they really are. Mm-hmm. That's what I really am, somewhere else. Because mm-hmm. I don't consider myself as nothing on this plane of existence because we didn't anything here.
You mean on Earth?
It just looks like it is, but it's not. It's just like you go to a theater and sit up and you look at a beautiful stage. Mm-hmm. It doesn't stay that way as soon as the next act come in. Then you got some more scenery. It won't look like the same stage after mm-hmm. the stagehands get to changing it around.
Well, you're saying Earth is a stage.
It's a stage.
What's the next act for the planet Earth?
Next act is the finale.